Okay, thank you for recording the mother portion of my dialogue about the history and culture and legal affairs in Taiwan. It was pretty good. I thought after 6 or 8 paragraphs, you really got kind of going, and it became smoother in inflection and pronunciation and the whole feeling. And as you went on, I thought, yeah, this is definitely the voice of a professor speaking, you know, and they're, you know, explaining all about these historical and legal facts. So I thought, yeah, the presentation like that is the enunciation, everything, I thought was very, very suitable for what we're trying to do here. And I think it'd be well received by the you know, the local people here when they hear this type of female voice. So just a few problems I noted. Like I said, the beginning got off a little slow. I thought maybe the first sentence or two sentences need to be of a brisker pace, you know. And then S-I-N-O is Sino, so it'd be Sino-Japanese War. And then Q-I-N-G is Qing, which formerly was frequently spelled as C-H-I-N-G, but then, you know, they changed it. So now it's Q-I-N-G and pronounced Qing. Qing, China. Control component should sort of be together. Chinese nationalists. And a question, maybe the intonation. So what are we left with? And does not, in one sentence, need to be more clear. And, you know, it's very curious. In my entire script, there was one paragraph where if you ask me, I would say, yeah, maybe the phrasing in there is not really good. And, you know, maybe I should rewrite that paragraph. And, you know, the two of us must have telepathy or something, because that's the paragraph which you missed. You didn't record that paragraph. It begins, so from these simple facts, we can. So, I mean, great. Let's make it the way it should be. And then if you can just record that, I have, you know, a friend with some editing equipment. He can edit that in. And then the word acknowledges should sort of be stressed. And then there's up to the present day. So here, I have a one-page Microsoft Word file with the sentences I, you know, kindly request you to sort of redo. So I'll read each of them 2 times, and if you could read them like 2 times, my friend who has the audio equipment could go ahead and edit those in for me, pick the best one, and edit it in. And in that paragraph, so from these simple facts, we'll change that to, we can derive all the particulars about Taiwan's true legal situation. Then we can easily determine if both sides of the Taiwan Strait are part of one China. So I'll change it to that. And so here we go. That series of lectures about World War II in the Pacific was certainly interesting. I am glad that we had the opportunity to attend. That series of lectures about World War II in the Pacific was certainly interesting. I am glad that we had the opportunity to attend. I remember that as a result of the First Sino-Japanese War, Qing China has a sovereignty displacement out. Qing China has a sovereignty displacement out. The United States exercises such a control component as the legal occupier. The United States exercises such a control component as the legal occupier. To the Chinese nationalists, So, what are we left with? Yes, it is called a government in exile, but by definition, it does not have sovereignty over its current location of residence. So, from these simple facts, we can derive all the particulars about Taiwan's true legal situation. Then we can easily determine if both sides of the Taiwan Strait are part of one China. No, the United States only acknowledges the Chinese view. Up to the present day.